Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Sure to thank President Minnis and the board for their invitation to speak. When President Minnis first reached out a couple of months ago, I had originally said no. You see, last year I gave the commencement address at my alma mater, Georgia Tech, and I felt that one graduation speech was more than enough, especially for someone who isn't a professional speaker. But of course, President Minnis used his gift of persuasion and spoke to the many challenges you all faced throughout the COVID fiasco, and how you missed out on so many milestones the rest of us older people have taken for granted.
All right, this is Harrison Butker giving that famous, infamous, much maligned, much celebrated speech, the speech that has now made his jersey one of the top-selling jerseys in the Kansas City Chiefs online store, which tells you all you need to know about the hand-wringing by, let's say, liberal and or mainstream sources over this speech. There's a lot of people who view this a very different way. Thank God somebody finally said the things that nobody says out loud, represents a conservative viewpoint. I said this on Friday. I'll say it again. I said it this morning. I actually did a much longer version of this in the 5 o'clock news, 5 o'clock hour, if you want to listen on the podcast page or on the app, if you want to download the app and listen. So I won't have as much time to go into it now. But I didn't think the speech was all that great. I think that really what people are celebrating about this speech is they're celebrating that somebody says it. You know, that somebody is finally being willing to say the things that people don't really say much out loud. And, you know, for those who, like, in sort of regular media or mainstream culture, which is dominated by liberalism, their freak out over this speech is pretty indicative of the fact that they don't hang out with very many conservatives. And, you know, they're not familiar with what's just plain normal among conservatives to think, which is that, you know, abortion is bad and a good Catholic, you know, wouldn't be pro-choice like Joe Biden. And, you know, for criticizing him for being a poor Catholic, that's not weird. That's pretty standard. Talking about, you know, the way we interact with the world around us and saying that, you know, being inoffensive is no successful pathway. It's certainly not what the early Christian church founders, the martyrs, the apostles, I mean, you know, they didn't kill them because they were nice. They killed them because they said things that were offensive.
These are the sorts of things we are told in polite society to now bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice.
And, you know, Catholicism, Protestantism, these are things that are, you know, I mean, he's talking about Catholicism, but it's also true for Protestantism. Christianity in general is countercultural.
Our Catholic faith has always been countercultural. Our Lord, along with countless followers, were all put to death for their adherence to her teachings.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things where we're going to say the culture's got that wrong or the law has got that wrong. I mean, that's part of the value. There's some things we say it gets it right, too. I mean, it shapes culture. Therefore, over time, the culture, if it's, the church is effective, will start to reflect the church. And when the church starts to fail, then the culture no longer really reflects it. So, you know, all of that is true. Now, he had some things to say about Catholic bishops and leadership and priests, said that during COVID, they basically abandoned the faith because they allowed lockdowns that interfered with the sacraments. I know if you're a Protestant, that maybe doesn't make as much sense to you, but if you're a Catholic, participating in the sacraments from a priest are essential to the faith. You know, confession is not just an activity. It's a real dispensation of the grace of God through the mediated hand or the mouth of the priest. And, you know, the sacrament of the Eucharist is the real blessing of God, the healing power of God, mediated through the priest's hand and the sanctified wine, converted, transubstantiated wine, or the wafer into the body of Christ. And so, you know, Protestants who tend to view these things that they do at all as symbolic rather than as substantial maybe don't exactly understand how it can be so important. You know, going to church is good as opposed to going to church is absolutely fundamental for the Catholics. And he says, look, allowing lockdowns, basically, and he didn't come out and say it quite this way, but what he's saying is allowing lockdowns, interfering with the sacraments was really an abandoning of the faith. And so all of these different Catholics in leadership in the United States have failed to be good Catholics. It takes more than just being a Catholic. And then he got to the what has become controversial stuff. I'll play that in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading eastbound on 98 this morning, right after the Navarre Beach Causeway on your right, you are going to experience a lot of traffic. We are looking backed up for a few miles here, heading into Hurlburt Field, clearing up as you get into Mary Esler. On 87, you can expect to see a lot of buildup happening right before the Cyanamid Road intersection, but clearing up as you get past that going southbound. Heading into Whiting Field this morning in Milton, we are looking backed up pretty significantly on Langley Street going all the way to 87 heading into Whiting Field. And on US 90, if you're in Pace and Milton, we are seeing a lot of slowdown here on the bridge this morning. Probably not going to be as bad as it was last week, probably just due to construction and not due to a fallen telephone pole. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Or Jimmy's magical voodoo powers of making the traffic suck. that's also not the issue. All right, back to the Harrison Butker speech. So the section that has gotten the most attention is the section on women and their role in society and being homemakers and all of this. Okay, so here are the comments.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you.
Yeah, and the lies that cultural conservatives, like me, would say are things like, you can't be a, you know, fully realized woman unless you achieve all the same things that men achieve. And that, you know, success in life is defined by men, and until you can do all the things that men can do, at least as well or better than they can do, then you're not really fulfilling your human potential. What we would say is that women and men are designed to do different things, sometimes overlapping things, sometimes the same thing. But generally speaking, God made two genders because he wanted there to be, you know, two genders for accomplishing perhaps different, compatible, interconnected, you know, self-reinforcing and mutually beneficial, but not the same. And that's one of the lies, is that you can't really be a good woman until you've, you know, been a good man, basically. And that's kind of the background premise that he's getting at. But then he goes into specifics.
How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
I would venture to guess that the majority of you are excited about your future of becoming moms, homemakers, wives, and moms. Okay? Pay attention, by the way, as we're going through these, whether he's saying that all women must or anything of that sort.
I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
And here follows a solid 18 seconds of applause. For the people who thought that maybe this was some terrible, horrible, controversial speech, it wasn't to the attendees. Catholic guy talking to a Catholic group about, you know, his wife and about maybe many of them as wives, that their biggest blessing in life that they celebrate and are happy about, that their vocation, that their way of enacting God's plan for their life is to be a wife and raise kids? Egads, how dare you? Well, they all thought this was quite honoring because it's 100% normal within a traditional religious context to believe this, to say that. And, you know, it's only been about the last 40 years or so, 50 years, you know, maybe, gosh, now pushing 60 since the 60s, that, you know, the notion that somehow this is defective, that this is wrong. That's a new idea in the history of people. Very new. Hasn't had the best track record, exactly. The new idea that, you know, women and men are interchangeable and women should do everything that men should do. And, you know, maybe men should do more of the things that women do. You know, that's kind of a new idea. Anyway, back to the comments. Again, keep in mind, is he saying all women must or all women should? Or is he saying many of you will and my wife does and she's happy about it?
She's a primary educator to our children. She's the one who ensures I never let football or my business become a distraction from that of a husband and father. She's the person that knows me best at my core, and it is through our marriage that, Lord willing, we will both attain salvation.
Now, I know that's also not something that Protestants are all that familiar or comfortable with, but, you know, the idea that sacraments are an aid towards your salvation as opposed to something that you do once you have already achieved salvation, that's just one of the fundamental differences between Catholicism and Protestantism. We don't need to go into the details, but, you know, if it seems weird to you, again, the idea of sacraments is putting God's grace into your life through these various mechanisms that help you stay on the path towards salvation. Again, I know Protestants, you're saved and then you live. Catholics, you're performing towards salvation. It's a little uncharitable to say it that way, but, you know, there is a difference there. Back to my wife, Isabel.
I say all of this to you because I have seen it firsthand, how much happier someone can be when they disregard the outside noise and move closer and closer to God's will in their life. Isabel's dream of having a career might not have come true, but if you asked her today if she has any regrets on her decision, she would laugh out loud without hesitation and say, heck no.
You know, what's interesting about that, aside from primarily just telling his wife's story, is he acknowledges, if you listen, the sacrifice that a woman might make in order to raise a family. I mean, my wife, as, you know, homeschool mom, she gave up a very lucrative career as an engineer. You know, she'd probably make more than I do as an engineer if she'd have stayed working. She gave that up. It's a sacrifice, right? That sometimes sacrificing for kids or sacrificing for a marriage might actually make sense, might actually be noble, that you don't regret, even though it is a sacrifice. And then this part didn't get a lot of attention, but it is part that would upset, you know, again, the cultural norm out there.
Hopeful that these words will be seen as those from a man not much older than you who feels it is imperative that this class, this generation, and this time in our society must stop pretending that the things we see around us are normal. Heterodox ideas abound even within Catholic circles. For let's be honest, there is nothing good about playing God with having children, whether that be your ideal number or the perfect time to conceive. No matter how you spin it, there is nothing natural about Catholic birth control. It is only in the past few years that I have grown encouraged to speak more boldly and directly, because as I mentioned earlier, I have leaned into my vocation as a husband and father and as a man.
And if you are bothered by that, I mean, you're not really bothered by Harrison Butker. You're bothered by the Catholic position on reproduction and what's normal within a marriage and trusting God and not deliberately interfering with the divine plan to be fruitful and multiply. You should read Humanae Vitae, you know, if you are not familiar with the Catholic position on birth control and why they view birth control as an interruption of God's intended design for humans. So it's, again, I think the people who are upset about this are basically upset because somebody had the audacity to say Catholic things to a Catholic graduation class at a Catholic college. And how dare they? They should know better. And, you know, he didn't know better. Well, he did. I mean, he knew he would get pushback on this. But the funny thing is, again, listen to their reaction. Their reaction was very positive and even talked about surrounding yourself with people of faith who are going to push you, challenge you, keep you honest, iron sharpening iron, and that basically you're now entering a mission field for your future.
A constant striving for virtue within your vocation, you too can be a saint. Christ is King to the heights.
And again, a long applause afterwards. So, were the people in the audience offended, bothered, irritated by what? Maybe some were, but the vast majority were not. So why do you have such a strong opinion about this? Why does it bother you so much? Because I tell you, if you go to many churches, Catholic or otherwise, you would hear the same thing on a Sunday morning. Does that bother you? Is it because he's an NFL player? Should his job be contingent on that? Oh, by the way, really good news. I don't have time to play it. I'll have to play it when we come back from the break. Anyway, I have a very good follow-up news story on this and also a criticism he's receiving from the nuns at the Benedictine nuns at the college, but not for the reason you think. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you were heading eastbound on 98, we are seeing a lot of traffic building up going into Hurlburt Field all the way from right after you pass the Navarre Beach Causeway. That is backed up for a few miles, so expect some delays there. And heading into Whiting Field this morning, we are seeing a lot of traffic building up on Langley Street as you enter Whiting Field this morning. Not as bad as it was. It looks like, looks to be clearing up. In Pace, we can expect to see a lot of traffic building up on Woodbine Road as you go into Highway 90 there. And in Pensacola, traffic building up on Davis Highway right outside the West Florida Hospital on Johnson Avenue and Davis Highway. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's so disappointing to hear people use the name of God flippantly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not your homeboy, and he's not the man upstairs. His name should not be used to express your stress level. Isaiah 6 says that God is holy, holy, holy. The word holy means set apart or sacred. He's holy God the Father and holy God the Son and holy God the Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May I humbly suggest to you that you think twice before you devalue the name of the one which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, but instead I urge you to reverence his precious and wonderful name.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
I'm dead?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
That's not funny, man. That is not funny.
All right, I kind of promised I would play this, but here goes. This is at the press conference at the White House.
Can we still assume that the Kansas City Chiefs will be visiting the White House this year in celebration of their Super Bowl victory?
So what I can say is all the team, per usual, when there is a championship team gets invited. I don't have anything to add on their attendance or how that looks, but the team is always invited. Everyone on the team is invited. I just don't have anything beyond that.
Can you confirm, you said everyone on the team is obviously invited. Is the Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker welcome at this White House?
What I can say, you would have to what I can say is we invite the entire team and we do that always. I don't have anything beyond that.
Yeah, great, of course, duh. You don't disinvite somebody because they're Catholic or Jewish or atheist. You invite the team, you invite the team, right? 729 on News Radio Pensacola. We got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Iranian state media confirming the death of Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi. A helicopter carrying Raisi and eight other people, including the Iranian foreign minister, crashed on Sunday in the mountain province of East Azerbaijan. The president, second highest ranking official in the country behind the supreme leader, the vice president, now taking on that role.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to Ashley Moody, the Attorney General for the state of Florida, about a couple of initiatives that she is working on, including human trafficking and the opioid settlement money.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Court's in session a little earlier than usual this morning at former President Trump's trial in New York, with his former attorney returning to the stand.
Michael Cohen is expected to wrap his testimony at some point today, and unless former President Trump decides to testify in his own defense, the trial could be nearing the end. Now, the defense team is expected to complete cross-examination this morning after working to damage the credibility of the prosecution's star witness.
Fox's Brooks Singen. The International Criminal Court's issued arrest warrants for war crimes violations in the conflict between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza.
Names include Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and three leaders from the Palestinian militant group. Prime Minister Netanyahu warned arrest warrants against Israelis would be an outrage of historic proportions.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Iran's president and foreign minister are among nine people killed in a helicopter crash. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, right now 70 degrees. The sun shining on a beautiful Monday morning here in Pensacola. Well, the first Pensacola Navy Days is now a wrap.
It just shows the relationship is so strong between the community and the military. And again, it's not just the Navy. It's every single military service in the Department of Defense. So just being able to see the community come strong and actually put on an event. While this year, it didn't happen as much as we wanted to, but I can't wait for next year to take place.
That is NAS Pensacola Commander Captain Terry Shashadi. Now, the weather didn't 100% cooperate for all of the events over the weekend, but most of them went off without a hitch. Friday's Gallery Night and Museum Gala drew big crowds, despite the rain. That 4K run still able to happen on Saturday. And then after all the storms cleared out, it made way for some very nice weather yesterday. The event wrapped up with Blues on the Bay. The renowned sculptor that created the General Chappie James statue, which will sit at the Memorial Plaza, eventually at the foot of the 3 Mile Bridge, has finally made it to space.
Command engine start, 2-1-0. Ignition. And liftoff.
And that is audio from inside the capsule of last night's Blue Origin space flight. Six people were on board, and that includes Ed Dwight. Now, in addition to being a world-renowned sculptor, he sculpted that Chappie James statue. He was also the first black NASA astronaut candidate decades ago, but was never selected for a space mission. Dwight visited Pensacola just last year, where he spoke to several students at the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. Milton City Council holding a special meeting tonight. They'll be deciding on the future of the city manager position. It appears they'll be moving forward with promoting current assistant city manager Ed Spears on a temporary basis.
I would not have asked for you to first establish and second to allow me to make the decision to place someone there if I didn't think that that was an avenue that was available to provide that continuity.
That's interim city manager Randy Jorgensen. Spears was hired as the assistant city manager last month for the last 4 weeks. Jorgensen says Spears has been in on every major conversation regarding city business. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says some of those coming across the southern border could be terrorists.
People that I believe are going to conduct terrorist attacks in this country have given the opportunity. Yeah. Certainly people that were criminals in their home country. This is a completely different. This is not immigration. Yeah. You asked me about immigration. Yeah. This is mass migration. Mass migration. This is an invasion of the country. Yeah. And it needs to be dealt with dramatically.
At Rubio was on NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend. He says his views have changed since 2016 when he didn't support mass deportation policy proposals because of the sheer number of people that are flowing across the southern border. Rubio says in 2013, there were 12, maybe 13,000 illegal immigrants in the country who'd been here for decades. Now, he says, that number of people have entered in just the last 3 years. It's 7:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing so far?
Well, if you are heading eastbound on Highway 98, right as you pass the Navarre Beach Causeway on your right there, you are going to experience a lot of traffic building up all the way into Herbert Field. That is going back for about 3 miles or so expect some delays there. And heading southbound on Avalon Boulevard, a lot of traffic building up at the intersection of Cyanamid Road, going back for about a mile or so, but clearing up as you pass that intersection and clear all the way to I-10. Coming in from Pace and Milton, a lot of traffic building up on Woodbine Road at the intersection of Highway 90 there. And traffic building up on the bridge due to a downed vehicle that has been pushed off of the road, but expect slowdowns as you enter in Pensacola this morning, seeing traffic building up as you get off the bridge. Coming in from Cantonment, a lot of traffic on U.S. Highway 29 southbound, right at the intersection of West Roberts Road before 10 Mile Road, but clearing up as you pass the intersection with I-10. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jeremy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Warming up with lots of sunshine, that's the weather forecast as we head through the next couple of days. Here on Monday, we'll keep it in the mid to upper 80s across the area for high temperatures. Some spots could get into the lower 90s. Low temperatures will be in the 70s. High temperatures will continue in the mid to upper 80s for the remainder of the work week. No major chances for rain as high pressure builds across the Gulf Coast. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
And right now, 70 in Pensacola. 70 in Gulf Breeze, 67 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Elon Musk has launched SpaceX's Starlink satellite internet services in Indonesia as the Southeast Asian nation seeks to boost internet connectivity in remote areas. Indonesia faces connectivity divides where millions of people have limited or no access to internet services. Starlink is already available in Malaysia and the Philippines. Americans are kicking the can down the road on some more costly, traditionally financed purchases as elevated inflation and interest rates bite. Corporate executives this earnings season have said customers are disinterested in shelling out on big-ticket items like furniture or pools for items in their bedroom, backyards, and everywhere in between. That can have a wide-ranging amount of impacts for everyone from the average shopper to the Federal Reserve. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 134. The NASDAQ lost 12. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Love love it. 7:40 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Attorney General Ashley Moody, the Attorney General for the great state of Florida. General, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Absolutely great to have you. So people might not know the background to this human trafficking bill and the phone number that now Florida has in place for reporting human trafficking. And I want you to tell folks, because I didn't know this story, and when I read it, I was, well, amazed would be the low end of my reaction.
Yeah, I think I have to calm myself down before I talk about it. But, you know, that applies to many things I've had to deal with recently coming out of Washington. But, yeah, so, you know, when I came on board as the Attorney General, we had a national human trafficking hotline, which is run by a nonprofit, which was supposed to take in all these tips nationally and push them down into the state. So in Florida, we had active human trafficking task forces in every circuit ready to pounce, making sure we had not just law enforcement to get the traffickers off the street, also victim services, advocates and resources to come in and help stabilize them, pick them back up, put them on a path of success in life, and allow them the ability to work with law enforcement. So this has been a really shocking situation where, you know, you had attorneys general around the nation realize that this nonprofit had been taken over by someone who, you know, really doesn't believe that pushing tips to law enforcement so they can go after the traffickers is the primary purpose anymore. So they've stopped doing that. Ugh. And of course, this is someone who, you know, I don't know how to put it, you know, doesn't believe we can arrest our way out of human trafficking, which is a term usually used with addiction and rightfully so.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to, you know, the AG in Washington once said, we can't arrest our way out of armed carjacking. We can't arrest, this person says we can't arrest our way out of human trafficking. I just want to laugh. They have no concept. They're these folks that want to undermine and stop law enforcement from doing their job. Many nonprofits have been taken over by these people. This one's trained at Columbia and Stanford with a focus in forced migration, and she's now running the National Human Trafficking Hotline.
Unbelievable.
So in Florida, we said, nonsense. We're going to create our own hotline. I'm so glad you're focusing on it, because if anybody sees anything suspicious as to human trafficking, they can call our new hotline, which is 1-855-FLA-SAFE.
So this is going to be put on the new, I assume we have to put up new notices in all of the places where you would have these notices to begin with, strip clubs, truck stops, places like this where, you know, people get information where they might be in a risky situation, and that's going to give them the opportunity to connect with somebody who can actually help them, and in our case in Florida, prosecute the people who are taking advantage of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the reason you're hearing about it this week and last week, is because the new law, which requires this Florida hotline to be put up in these spaces, was signed by Governor DeSantis, who truly has been just a warrior in the human trafficking effort. I've been so proud to work with him. He gets it. And this is, you know, part of our mission has been to educate as many people, have more eyes and ears on the roads, because we know victims have been rescued at truck stops. We know they've been rescued by an airline stewardess who saw something was off. I can give you story after story. Just recently in South Florida, we had a hotel employee notice something was off. Two teen girls were being trafficked. And so it is getting that word out to the public and allowing them to help law enforcement, you know, because law enforcement can't be everywhere at once. We know that.
Right.
It has really made a difference. But if we don't get the traffickers behind bars, you know, you see how well that's playing out in other cities and states around the nation when they stop enforcing the law thinking they can stop crime. It doesn't work. It's never worked. We will never do that here in Florida. And so, you know, if we can't get law enforcement to get the traffickers out of the communities and away from these victims, they will just go and find another victim. I mean,
right.
You will just give them the opportunity to create more and more victims. So, again, Florida's leading the way. We're one of the first states in the nation to have our own hotline, in like so many other areas, and just so proud of this state, proud of FDLE for standing up that hotline, and proud of our legislature for seeing it was a necessity.
Yeah, again, it's a sad thing that we would have to deal with somebody who would presumably be working with law enforcement and doesn't view that as a solution, have to create our own alternative. But, as you say, you react to the bad situation by creating one that's actually going to solve the issue. We're talking to Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. General, hang on for just a second. Let me get a quick traffic report from Jimmy. Jimmy?
If you're heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic right as you pass the Navarre Beach Causeway on your right. That is going all the way into Hurlburt Field, backing up traffic for about 3 miles or so. Heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up as you approach the Avalon Boulevard intersection. And coming in from Cantonment, a lot of traffic building up on U.S. South Highway 29 right before the 10-mile road intersection, clearing up as you pass 9-mile road. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Attorney General Ashley Moody. General, one of the other things I wanted to talk with you about a little bit is, you know, we just got added to the emergency declared counties list from Governor DeSantis because, you know, in the storms that affected more vehemently the rest of the northern part of the state, you know, we also had some impacts. We had a declared tornado here, but mostly in a rural area, but the people who were affected were affected. And it does raise the question as we're starting to move into hurricane season of, you know, God forbid there's a storm. Well, if there's a storm, people are going to have damage. Then we're going to get contractors come in. And how to make sure that you've got a good one and not a not good one. And even if you're not dealing with a storm, there's always contractors running about, and there are good ones and not good ones. So you guys have some resources about this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done this since I came into office. We've done a couple of things to make sure that we're better prepared and ready to jump on some of these scams. And we know it's all too common when folks are reeling from a disaster that unscrupulous people come in and try and take advantage of that. I would suggest if anyone has any further interest after this interview, they can go to myfloridalegal.com and /scams at a glance. We have a very simple resource. It talks about scams after the storm. And as you stated, we're coming up on hurricane season. So this is going to be incredibly important. The most common scams, now, of course, there's many. Many can take different forms, but the most common scams that we see right after a storm are these repair scams, mm-hmm. where people come up, very aggressive sales practices, demand large money up front. Sometimes they never return and fix anything. You know, there's certain things that you can do to check and make sure that the person coming up to you is legitimate. You can go to myfloridalicense.com to verify a contractor's license. You can go to Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. But repair scams is a common one. Tree service scams. You know, you have folks coming up saying they know how to get your trees off your roof and off your out of your trees. And, you know, sometimes these guys have no clue what they're doing. They'll demand large upfront payments, never return. That's something to look out for. And believe it or not, water testing and treatment scams. You know, we'll test your water. We'll make sure that the storm hasn't led to, you know, a water quality issue. And maybe we have this really high expensive equipment that can help us do that. We can install that for you. So that's another one to look out for. Again, I would recommend if you're ever nervous or suspicious, you can download this. It gives you all the ways that you can verify whether someone is legitimate. And of course, if you do get taken advantage of, please report that 1-866-9-NO-SCAM. For hurricane season, we even have a no-scam app. We created that to make it easier for people to take pictures and send them straight to us. You can download that to any smartphone.
You know, it's interesting you talk about the trees in particular. We found this out at when we had Sally, Hurricane Sally came through here, that one of the, you know, there was a tree on our property and, you know, had to be removed, right? Had to be cut because it had fallen over and it wasn't fallen down, but it was fallen and it needed to be cut down and removed. And what we discovered is there's not very many people who do that. And in a situation where everybody's got down trees, all of a sudden those prices are a lot more. And you feel stressed because you don't know who's good, who's not good, who's going to do what kind of a job. It feels like you're overpaying, but then somebody else costs three times as much. And it's a very flustering circumstance as a homeowner trying to make sure your property is safe, you know, because the tree that's half fallen can fall completely, and dealing with the scarcity and what seems like price gouging after any kind of a storm event. Resources for people,
yeah,
or is it? Go ahead.
Absolutely. And this is included. And again, I advise folks to go to myfloridalegal.com / scams at a glance.
You can always check a company at the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. I mentioned that previously. Another thing you can do with these tree service folks is ask for their proof of insurance and verify that the insurance policy is current. I mean, generally, if this is a legitimate company that knows what they're doing, they're going to have proof of insurance. Again, watch when they demand for payment up front. Mm-hmm. That's another red flag. And to know whether something is price gouging, we look at, and the law requires us to look at, what was the price of something, the average price of something, about 30 days prior. And that gives us an idea of whether or not someone is using the emergency to jack up prices, take advantage of people in a really dire situation. And so I would always just, you know, ask folks, you know, what were you charging before the storm? How is this different? Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things that we look at when the evidence comes in and when the tips come into our office.
And it definitely, it's something, that particular problem is one that you know, each case is kind of different because each tree is kind of different and each difficulty of removing it is kind of different. And so you just kind of feel vulnerable to the whole process as a homeowner, which is, I know, what your office is trying to alleviate. Attorney General Ashley Moody, man, you are involved in so many different things, and we certainly appreciate the work and the time you spent with us this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you. Have a great week.
All right, you too. 751 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, one of our relatively new advertisers on the show, Pensacola State College, is, this was easy for me. I was talking with our salesperson the other day, and they're like, you know, can you talk about PSC? I'm like, absolutely I can. My kids, two of my kids went to PSC. They're both at UWF now, but the idea is that we dual enrolled them in high school. You know, homeschool kids, public school kids, you can dual enroll. You get college classes that don't cost you anything for college credit. The books are included, okay, all paid for. And you can go to college at the university level with, you know, up to a year, year and a half worth of college credit under your belt in a more individualized setting. You know, the course size, the course class sizes are a little bit better. The selection of course times, one of the things that can be a little bit less flexible at the university level, more flexible at PSC, because they're dealing with traditional and non-traditional students, right? They have to meet the needs of everybody. Even just picking which professor, you know, you get. There's all those things. And like I said, my two oldest boys, they loved going to PSC, and we loved it as, you know, helping them get through that sort of pre-university level experience. It was really, really good for them. So whether you're a traditional or a non-traditional or a high school student needing dual enrollment or whatever, they've got campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. And like I said, we had a great experience with them. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
NAS Lighting Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Lighting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
And as always, it is a pleasure having you with us again, Mr. Wick.
Good morning, 7:55, News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're heading eastbound on Highway 98, passing the Navarre Beach Causeway, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up for about 3 miles down from Hurlburt Field Road, but clearing up as you pass the entrance for Hurlburt Field. In Milton, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right on the Blackwater River Bridge going back to Ward Basin Road. And in Pace, a lot of traffic building up on Woodbine Road with the intersection with Highway 90 and continuing on the US 90 bridge there, clearing up as you get into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange lives to fight extradition for another day. The UK High Court ruling that Assange does have the right to a full appeal to a British court's previous ruling that would have extradited him to the U.S. If he is extradited to the U.S. and convicted, he could face life in prison. Three Americans are among 50 people detained after a failed coup attempt in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday. That coup attempt, led by a self-exiled opposition leader, saw an attack at the presidential palace in the capital, Kinshasa. The leader was killed. His son was one of the three U.S. citizens detained. And Andrew, how about a Florida man story?
Please.
Apparently, a Hillsborough County school bus was stolen over the weekend. Now, this bus had been parked at a high school in Tampa. It went missing on Saturday morning. Well, it was found in Sarasota over the weekend. They arrested the driver. The suspect was identified as 32-year-old Daniel Saez. Apparently, he had taken the bus Saturday morning, drove to Miami, was on the way back to return, said school bus. Now, here's the shocking part. He admitted that he was both high and drunk when he took the bus. I know
on.
That would never happen.
No. Can I just say one thing is I'm surprised that a high drunk guy could manage to drive a school
drive bus. A bus that far? Yeah.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, driving a school bus takes some knowledge, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, I think the newer ones are actually, I actually drove one a couple years ago. The Escambia County School District had a thing where a bunch of us in the media kind of came out and showed that it's not that hard to drive them. So maybe they've got newer ones, but I don't know, man. It's not the most intuitive thing.
Well, I mean, just driving something that big and long.
It's a challenge,
and, you know,
sure.
Especially on the busy highways down
right.
In Miami.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Woohoo! All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:58. Oh, I didn't pay off the promise that I would tell you why the nuns had opposed to Harrison Butker's speech. The nuns representing the Benedictine College said that they did not agree with at least part of his speech. And they did not think that it fully represented the vision of Benedictine College. But here's what they said. One of our concerns was the assertion that being a homemaker is the highest calling for a woman. You're like, yeah, go nuns, go. We sisters have dedicated our lives to God and God's people, including the many women whom we have taught and influenced during the last 160 years. These women have made a tremendous difference in the world in their roles as wives and mothers and through their God-given gifts and leadership scholarship in their careers. Meaning, the nuns felt the need to say that being a homemaker isn't the only high calling for a woman. You know, being a nun. It's not being a mother, too. That's reaction from the right of where he was, in a certain sense, you might say. I thought that was kind of adorable. Hey, nuns, too, you know? We can be women.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.